You listen to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland and KQAC HD3 Portland at 107.1 and 91.1. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. This is Backroad to Nowhere.
. 1978, big year for Waylon Jennings. That's the title track from I've Always Been Crazy. Same year that he released the Waylon Willie album with Luckenbach, Texas. You're listening to Backroad to Nowhere on X-Ray FM, and this is the fourth time that we've done our thrift store regulars, which is probably more appropriately titled Bargain Bin Favorites. Records you can find pretty easily at record stores, in the bargain bins, and quite possibly in the thrift store bins as well. You know, today's dollar record is probably more like a $4 record, according to Goodwill prices. But you can still find dollar records, especially at our finest record stores in town. They'll sometimes put records that aren't quite cool enough in the dollar bin, and we'll be playing quite a few of those today, including this next one. You know, when you see a good record for a dollar or $2 or $3 even, it doesn't matter if you have it, you just buy it and then you give it to a friend. And that's what happened with this record and me. It's called Nashville. Thanks, Scott, Ian, and Sylvia. One of the first kind of country rock records in a way. 1968 came out before The Byrds' Sweetheart of the Rodeo. It's on Vanguard Records, which is always a good sign. So here it is, Ian and Sylvia on X-Ray FM. This one's called London Life.
Mac kissed Wanda and then climbed into his rig. Said he'd be back a Tuesday night, so plan on something big. That big red diesel roared to life and Bill was L.A. bound. The wheels were humming Wanda and as he rolled out of town. When he 100 RPMs were showing on the tack, but no one knew this was the last long ride for Billy Mack. Widowmaker, Widowmaker, only Bill could understand. Was going to make a widow out of pretty a few more miles and Bill was on that mountain range. We're dead ahead, a pickup full of kids block both the lanes. Bill hit the air and then he failed, his trailer sliding sway. And the pickup driver made no move to help him clear the way. He just had time to think of Wanda as he fought the wheel. Then Billy Mack was buried under 20 tons of steel. One life for 10 has always been a diesel driver's code. That's why Billy slung that widow maker off the road.
I built you a home in the country, but you won't leave your cold water flat. Found you a Siamese kitten, but you still like your alley cat.
Somehow, somewhere, somehow, somewhere,
somebody's warping your mind. I wish it were me.
I wish it were me.
I wish it were me, babe. I bought you an ivory sports car, but you won't crawl off that bike. I bought you some brand new dresses, but you keep on wearing those tights.
Somehow, somewhere, somehow, somewhere,
somebody's warping your mind. I wish it were me.
I wish it were me.
I wish it were me, babe. Patent leather slippers, but you won't throw your sandals away. I bought you a baby piano, but your guitar you'd rather play.
Somehow, somewhere, somehow, somewhere,
somebody's warping your mind. I wish it were me.
I wish it were me.
I wish it were me, babe. Bought you some diamond rings and things, but you keep on wearing that junk. I ordered you a stereo and some real fine sounds, but you keep on digging that funk.
Somehow, somewhere, somehow, somewhere,
somebody's warping your mind. I wish it were me.
I wish it were me.
I wish it were me, babe.
Me,
I wish it were me, babe.
Blows Against the Empire by Paul Cantor. Underneath his name has the name Jefferson Starship, which basically meant that this was a departure from Jefferson Airplane, and it's not really credited to Jefferson Starship. But obviously Grace Slick is on there, Paul Cantor, and then a bunch of all-stars. So I think that was the ship carrying Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and several of the Grateful Dead, Jerry and Bill and Mickey. 1970, kind of a sci-fi concept record, looking back at the 60s. Something that I found in a bargain bin at a thrift store. That's what we're doing today on Back Road to Nowhere, playing those songs. If you have some records that you see at the thrift store and buy every time you see them, or wonder why no one else has bought them, let me know. 971-220-5979. 971-220-5979. This is the fourth time we've done this show, and we're not overlapping artists, so looking forward to doing it again in the future and would like your feedback. Also in that set, we heard a best of compilation, classic things to find in the bargain bins. This one by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, a song written by John D. Loudermilk called I Wish It Were Me. We heard Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys, kind of doing a trucker anthem, Widowmaker. Tommy James and the Shondells, kind of their weird psychedelic Western record. The cover, it's a gatefold. The outside of it is great. Kind of looks like a psychedelic version of an early 20th century Western scene. It's got the band on a stagecoach and some outlaws chasing after them. One of them kind of looks like Warren Oates. And we started off that set in Nashville by Ian and Sylvia with, you know, folkies. But they moved to Nashville, and then they recorded an album in Nashville with all the studio players. We'll kind of get back to that theme later in the show, so thanks for sticking around. This is Back Road to Nowhere. We're close to halfway through this Thrift Store Regulars Volume 4. More songs from the bargain bin right now. Matter of fact, like I said, this really includes the cheaper records at your average record stores. I saw 3 copies of this record in the last 2 weeks at record stores for very reasonable prices. I mean, it wasn't a dollar, but, you know, it's on Folkways Records, which is already a good enough sign that you should take a gamble on it. It's called Different, Therefore Equal, and it's by Peggy Seeger. I don't really know how many records Peggy Seeger has put out, but I have a lot of them, and every one of them has something good on it. And this is one of the very best. It's from 1979. She's kind of known as a folk singer, which often means that she's reinterpreting other people's songs. But on this one, I think she wrote every song. One of the songs is I'm Gonna Be an Engineer, which her brother, Pete Seeger, had a much bigger hit with. I mean, he made it famous. And a lot of them are, well, I should say that the subtitle here is Contemporary Women's Songs, written and sung by Peggy Seeger. So a lot of these songs really do deal with equality for women and a number of other issues that she wanted to speak out about at the time, 1979. I played a number of these songs on the show over the years. Some of them are really drop dead, kind of like, whoa. This one's not quite there, but it's a great one. It's the title track called Different, Therefore Equal by Peggy Seeger on Back Road to Nowhere.
Is a father better than a mother? Is a sister better than a brother? One's concave, one's convex. Does that make one sex better than the other? Ajax shoulders move boulders. Helen's hips launch ships. Opposites favor their opposite's nature. Adam and Eve are fish and chips. The world needs us, so the world breeds us. From the ant and elephant to the little rhesus monkey, every creature, from the anteater to the mooses, has its uses. A dog don't sing, a bird don't bark, so which is the best thing, a poodle or a lark? It's ridiculous comparing one who's prickless to one who's hairy. Is black better than white, day better than night? Without either, there'd be neither. Some wee men try to be she-men, then say that he-mens are worse than demons. Nature gives us equal chances, and to get 'em, you shouldn't have to wear pantses. We're not like moles, does or rabbits. We should control our social habits, and things that turn us against each other, and don't learn us to be sister and brother. If her and him are indispensable, treating them similar is only sensible. Reason gives us the logical sequel. We're different, therefore equal.
Thank you. day are here now.
Tomorrow. tomorrow brings a heaven load. My life, my joy, my fear, my anger, my love, my dreams, my struggle.
Find you got the everybody knows that you're still just to put me on. You got the only mama that walks the line. You got the only mama that walks the line. You got the only mama that
walks. X-Ray FM. That's Linda Ronstadt doing one of those gender reversal Reply songs. Reply just the following year from Waylon Jennings' version of The Only Daddy That'll Walk the Line, written by Jimmy Bryant. But that was Linda's version on her first LP as a leader, Hand Sewn Homegrown. We heard from Bonnie Raitt doing a Paul Siebel number, Any Day Woman. Paul is a guy, a songwriter, who recorded a few albums for Elektra, who should be included in this series, the thrift store regulars, bargain basement favorites. You can find his records around, and they're great. That is a song called Any Day Woman. We heard from Sweet One Honey and the Rock on the Other Side with Tomorrow. That's Bernice Reagan. Jesse Coulter with a crazy one. She had a hit with this song called Miriam. I didn't play that one. That was the name of the LP. The last song on the album, New Wine, that's crazy. It didn't sound like anything she ever recorded. Kind of a raga, psychedelic jam. And we started off with a rockin' version of Not the Lovin' Kind by Buffy St. Marie on her Moonshot LP. You can find her 70s records in the bargain bins pretty readily. I like her 60s records better, but Moonshot's pretty good. It's got some good songs on it. That's the first song, I believe, yeah, that's right, on Vanguard Records, one of the many great Buffy St. Marie records. We heard the beginning of that set, Peggy Seeger, Different, Therefore Equal, one of the many great Peggy Seeger records. You know, Pete gets all the glory. I like Peggy. I don't know, we're kind of going off script, maybe after this number, so we'll see what we can pull out of the bag. You can find these Birds records pretty easily, the later ones. This one's from 71, called Farther Along. It has a number of songs by Roger McGuinn, but also songs by Clarence White, and in this case, Gene Parsons. No relation to the former Bird, Graham Parsons. But anyway, this is the second song on the record called Get Down Your Line by the Birds on Further Along, X-Ray FM.
Well, you think you got it bad, and you think that you've been had. Well, you never were so wrong. If you just listen to this song, your debts will all be doubled. If and you all be so troubled, you're never gonna help your brother if you can't help yourself. Get down your line. Yourself together, don't ever mind the weather. Then you can help out your neighbor and help him with his labor. If you get yourself together, then giving such a pleasure, it makes your life a treasure if you can do someone some good.
Kiss the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning, and I hear it come. Can't you feel it, baby? Can't you feel it? I hear it come. it's love. And now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love, so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me my love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire, and I hear it come.